From the WGXC Newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, October 13th through Sunday, October 15th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody reported for Columbia Green Media that Invincible Chatham and the Columbia County Sanctuary November organized a rally on Saturday, October the 14th, in support of the Federal DREAM Act. Supporters rallied in Kinderhook Village to sign petitions and create photographs and videos supporting the passage of federal legislation that would direct the Department of Homeland Security to grant permanent residency to certain undocumented immigrants. Joanne Trapanzi, who organized the rally, said, and I quote, "We are here in support of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and in particular to encourage U.S. Representative John Faso, the Republican of the 19th District, to vote for a Clean DREAM Act with no strings attached," end quote. Invincible Chairman Alan Gelb said, and I quote, "This affects our area in a big way. There are farms all over the area where this population is working. There are restaurants and the whole food fabric of this community," end quote. Faso has said in the past that he agrees that migrant farm workers and dreamers are important to the economy of the 19th Congressional District. Faso is a co-sponsor of two bills meant to address the issue around DACA and provide paths to citizenship for dreamers. The Times Union reported a Kinderhook man was taken into custody on Friday, October the 13th, after he allegedly posted videos on social media stating he was planning a mass murder of law enforcement officers and was heard making threats in public, state police said. Vincent Bardone, 34, is charged with making a terroristic threat a felony. He was arraigned and sent to the Columbia County Jail without bail. He will next appear in court on Tuesday, October the 17th. Mid-Hudson News reported that the State Department of Environmental Conservation last week announced various Mid-Hudson projects will share more than $1.1 million in funding to help communities in the Hudson River estuary improve water quality and habitats, conserve open space, increase storm resiliency, and improve recreational access to the river for people with disabilities. Among the grants, the Upper Hudson Northern Catskill Natural Resource Trust in Greene County, where they will receive $35,000 to work on Hudsonia and Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties to complete a natural resource inventory for Greene County to guide conservation work countywide. Trout Unlimited in Columbia County will receive $38,000 to develop the town of Ancrum Road Stream Crossing replacement plan. Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties will receive $23,000 to develop a watershed management plan for the Catskill Creek watershed. The town of Hillsdale will receive $24,000 to work with a consultant to create a natural resource inventory. The village of Ravenna will receive $40,000 to investigate the use of nature-based features or green infrastructure to reduce the flow of storm water entering the sanitary system. The city of Kingston will receive $46,000 to improve access for people of all abilities for swimming, fishing, and environmental education programs at Kingston Point Beach. And Bard College in Annandale on the Hudson will receive $49,000 to work with the Sawkill Watershed community to improve understanding about connections between land use and stream watershed conditions. Amanda Purcell reported for Columbia Green Media, the members of the Columbia County law enforcement and legal communities are remembering the late Robert Q. Moore, longtime Livingston Town Justice, for his public service and dedication to the community. Moore died last week following a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was the brother of Hudson Police Chief Ed Moore and a lifelong friend of Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chanka. Moore served on the bench for 41 years. Greenport Town Justice and friend Robert Benzel said, and I quote, "He was decent, he was a decent individual, and he felt that being a town justice was not just for the purpose of putting someone in jail, but to help them if he could," end quote. Moore was also the owner and operator of B&K Electric and Hudson Valley Home Generators in Livingston. Diane Pinheiro Zucker reported in the Daily Freeman, a man who disappeared without a trace in January is not likely to be found alive, a state police investigator said on Friday, October the 13th. Brandon Dane Multi Forster, 31, was living in Catskill at the time of his disappearance and I quote, "There is a strong indication that he is deceased," end quote, senior investigator Peter Kaminsky said. He said Forster's disappearance is considered suspicious because the man has had, and I quote, "no contact whatsoever with family members," end quote. On Friday, police searched two locations in the village of Catskill. Excavating work at those locations resulted in the collection of, and I quote, "some items," end quote, police said. Kosminski would not identify the items and said police were not yet sure if they were pertinent to the investigation. Anyone with information about Forster or his disappearance are asked to call state police at 518-622-8600. Emily Masters reported in the Times Union that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced on Thursday, October the 12th, that ham salad sandwiches, egg salad sandwiches, and seafood stuffing sold this month at three New York chains are possibly contaminated with Listeria. All three products have been recalled from the shelves of Northeastern, Hannaford, Target, and American Food and Vending stores. The recall includes Turkey Hill Mini Marts located in Pennsylvania as well. The sandwiches and stuffing were prepared by Green Corps. The voluntary recall was issued on September the 29th after several FDA tests found Listeria in the company's finished products. Consumers who purchased the sandwiches and stuffing before they were pulled from the shelves are urged not to eat the products and dispose of them immediately. And finally, Diane Belden is reporting in the Columbia paper that a new hops, grain, and oilseed growing operation has been established in the southeast Columbia County on 50 acres of the old Bryant farm at the corner of Roach Drive and Route 82. Hudson Valley Hops and Grain was USDA certified organic in July by the Northeast Organic Farming Association of New York. Stuart Farr, the owner-operator of Hudson Valley Hops, said the hops yard at the farm is only an acre, but it contains 1,000 plants of three varieties, Cascade, Chinook, and Newport. The hops were planted 3 years ago, and late summer harvest this year was his second. The farm also produces grain and oil seeds, such as canola and camellia. Hops are a perennial plant that grow up a trellis to the height of 18 feet. The fruit or flower of the plant is primarily used to flavor beer, but is also used in fragrances and as an ornamental. Information about the farm is available at HudsonValleyHopsAndGrains.com. Today is day 13 of the WGXC Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. So call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interests. And thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 53 degrees. For Monday night, patchy frost is possible overnight. Otherwise, it will be clear with a low around 35. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, patchy frost in the early morning, otherwise sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. Sunrise this morning was at 7:09 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:10 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, about 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 16th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.